Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written, kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. And yeah, I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The westbound Beltline was shut down for hours last night after a crash. It happened at about 7 near Fish Hatchery Road. Madison police say a car hit a pedestrian and the pedestrian died. The scene was blocked off for about 3 hours, causing massive traffic backups. Now authorities are trying to figure out why that person was walking on the Beltline in the first place. And the price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. And at least partially responsible for that is bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens, and three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene, poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. The Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall.
Of course, right now it's baking season. Cookies, cakes, pies, demand for eggs is high. And at some spots here in Madison, supply has been limited. In some places, you might even be able to find organic eggs and non-organic eggs for the same price. Pretty much since the pandemic started, it's been kind of a roller coaster for egg prices. And our oldest Wisconsinite has died, Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has passed away. Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh.
Her family said she had a positive attitude and loved to travel. They say now she can join her husband. They were married for 66 years. Her funeral services are this weekend up in Oshkosh. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11th to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought that down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow some light snow showers. It'll be windy with falling temperatures. We'll be in the low single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Some attention in this case, especially online, has been deeply disturbing, as some have looked to celebrate instead of condemning this killer. Brian Thompson was a father to two. He was a husband, and he was a friend to many. And yes, he was the CEO of a health insurance company. In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to resolve policy differences or express a viewpoint.
I stand with Governor Shapiro. We've already had a pre-fight. Oh, and we also got a pre-complaint even before we started the show from some right-wing douchebag in on Twitter.
Oh.
When in response to our posting, who's going to be on the show today?
Right.
Mojo said, programming update. Tune in to hear leftists say Daniel Penny is a murderer and shooting men in the back is hero-level stuff. Should be wildly entertaining. Support crazy leftist media. First of all, thank you, Mojo, but Daniel Penny is a murderer, and so is Luigiana Mangione.
Si.
Isn't that a dish that was on The Sopranos? Am I wrong? Didn't they have it after the pasta fagioli?
Maybe.
I can't hear Jody's microphone again. Because, you know, liberal infrastructure is so well-funded. Can we explain what pre-show meetings are like here? They mostly involve everything that's broken, that we need new stuff that we can't afford, and then also we start having our pre-arguments about Luigiana Mangione. Okay, first of all, you knew this was going to happen, the rush to paint him as some sort of leftist. Mm-hmm. And when he's, first of all, he's a lunatic. You know, if we stand against gun violence, we have to say we stand
Absolutely.
Against this. I agree with Governor Shapiro
we
on that.
Have done it.
That being said, there was an enormous amount of anger about the healthcare system that I share. We all share.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a story, right?
But an enormous amount of sympathy for this guy.
But Ari said, person of interest in the CEO killing, Luigiana Mangione.
Mm.
Sorry, I killed myself. You could get that at the Bada Bing, right? Was that like the second, this the pasta first dish or second? I can't remember.
It's the Bada Bing.
It's the thing in Sopranos. Oh, you didn't watch it?
No.
Ah, that was the first time I fired you. Okay. He's being painted as left-wing by the New York Post, but his X account shows someone whose thinking is shaped by the online right. Call to activism said, wait, Luigi Mangione. It's not funny. But okay. Who was just arrested in Pennsylvania, suspected of being the shooter who killed Brian Thompson, was a fan of Tucker Carlson. There's one of his posts where mm-hmm. he's like, Tucker's, I'm sorry, no leftist ever says Tucker Carlson's dead on about X, Y, Z, whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. According to the police, Luigi Mangione
the suspect in the United CEO killing, subscribed to anti-capitalist causes, but according to his social media accounts, he's also a fan of Tucker Carlson and Peter Thiel.
Shocker.
So he, someone said, like, his family seems like they had more money than the CEO did.
Oh,
he's
wow.
like a, right? Mm-hmm. Like this really Ivy League tech bro guy that had, you know, it seems like this thing we just talked about in the election. He's one of those dude bro, whatever, mm-hmm. misogynistic. I don't know. It's hard to. First of all, he's a lunatic. Who carries a. Only a lunatic writes a manifesto and then carries it on them.
Right.
It's like, oh, I happen to have it. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. On me. Here. Oh, now I can hear your microphone. Yay.
I didn't do anything. He didn't
I know.
Do anything. I didn't
know.
Do anything.
I know. It's the poltergeists are allowing us, to. All right. Anyway, so you guys express some different thoughts than mine. I just feel like this is exactly what they're hoping for, as I was saying, this, you know, right wing Twitter. Douche, right?
I'm not
is
cheering that they're celebrating.
Oh, they're if Laura Ingraham said that yesterday.
That.
Ah, the left is celebrating.
Well, no. Like,
no,
you you celebrated Kyle Rittenhouse.
Exactly.
We are not celebrating this guy. We are joining in the bipartisan belief that our healthcare system is.
Yeah. I'm not sure reaction to this is partisan.
Right.
There are
it
people on the right who are celebrating this, mm-hmm. and people on the left
yeah.
who are
it's
celebrating
nonpartisan.
This, and people on the right who are condemning it, and people on the left who are condemning it.
I mean,
this isn't a partisan
yeah.
thing.
I yeah. agree. I agree, because that was why it was so hard for people to, for people that might have recognized him not coming out and saying who he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it didn't come out as quickly as it should have.
Kim tweeted, grappling with the implications of the claims adjuster. Is that what they're calling him? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Turning out to be a hot Italian tech bro gym rat who went to Penn, seems to have had a pretty gnarly back injury, retweets anti-woke nonsense, and has read not one but two books by Steve-O.
Wow,
Steve-O. Steve-O from Jackass?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, like douche bro. I smell Trump odor, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Because, again, that's not like when saying, you know, you're, what are they calling it?
If he voted.
Anti-capitalist or whatever. That, as you guys say, is bipartisan, the anger at the healthcare system.
Absolutely.
That's not about capitalism.
No.
The healthcare, it is ridiculous. It is not about, what do you call it, partisanship. It's about the amount that we all see every month that we have to pay mm-hmm. for insurance, and then we get denied stuff just, you know, randomly.
And denials kill people, and that's what people are upset about.
Exactly.
I don't know whether, did I read, and by the way, this anger at the, you know, medical community, that's total right-wing douche bro stuff that comes from Rogan and Bobby Kennedy and all that distrust of the whole medical community. So part of the, you're right, Chris, it doesn't fall neatly into one.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I mean, yeah, you can go, the left tends to be more, if you want to call that anti-capitalist, but that's not when.
And the left tends to be more anti-gun, which is easier to put this
right.
into, but.
When insurance companies yeah. make the kind of profits they make, and the CEOs make the kind of, you know,
right.
salaries they make,
right.
and we get denied to the amount we're getting
right.
denied,
and
the amount we're paying
so much,
mine keeps going up
yeah.
every single month. I'm
right.
dealing with the same everybody else. I'm like,
right.
how the hell am I gonna? It goes up. You know, it's going up.
And,
I think $300. You know,
and sometimes I'm afraid to put in a claim for fear that it will get denied, and I'll be on the hook for whatever I get,
right.
you know, whatever
right.
treatment I get.
Oh my God, did this one? Where's this one? Holy cow! Did this not hit home for me on a number of levels? Did you see this? Welcome to the United States healthcare system. Ambulance hits Oregon cyclist, then rushes him to the hospital inside the ambulance, and then bills him $1,800 mm-hmm. for
yeah.
using
right.
their service.
Don't
yeah,
ever put me in an ambulance.
Yeah,
don't
if you don't have insurance
ever.
That'll cover that, they
right.
will charge you.
Exactly.
They hit him.
right. But let me go on record. Don't ever put me in an ambulance.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I know. I mean, it's my brother-in-law has had a couple of strokes now, mm-hmm. and they were dealing with that with, you know, and he was an orthopedic surgeon.
Right.
But they're like, you know, obviously dealing with, you know, my sister's, you know, older herself and to try to get him to the hospital. But everybody at every income goes, oh, how much is that guy? Can we just
exactly.
drive? Can we just get a neighbor to help us drive or whatever? I mean, that's ridiculous in this, you know. But anyway, I you know, and also you hate to use tragedy as a political opportunity, but tell me this isn't relevant right now. With Trump talking about destroying Obamacare.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what Obamacare does? I mean, first of all, it at least helps somewhat with the insurance companies that they can't discriminate against you for pre-existing conditions, that they can't. I mean, there's
no lifetime caps. No.
Right.
No.
Your
right.
mammogram is paid for now where it used to not be.
Right.
Basic health care is paid.
Talk about the
paid for now, where it used to not be.
It's still crazy expensive, though.
I don't know what to do.
I haven't touched it.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, now I can hear you again. Okay. This
it's
is fantastic.
Still crazy expensive, though.
Yes.
Insanely expensive.
No, I know. This is why it goes back to our argument about how we should always have had Medicare for all or just a public option. No country that has ever had universal health care has ever gotten rid of it. It is wildly successful. And so the fact that he's talking about ripping out the few strictures we do have on insurance companies now, right, when you know, for a, what, concepts of a plan? And that was the most amazing part of that interview. He's like, she's like, when will we see the plan? You may not see it at all. Oh, okay. Okay. Can I just say I got re-angry again over the Kristen Welker interview? Media, you have got to figure out how we're going to do this going forward, right? Because this is what he got. And did you see, like, he stops the interview to lecture her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be so good, but, you know, you're good. You give it. This is what he's going to do. He's going to bully and just lie for you to try to keep access. So I get it. This is what he counts on, that you can't possibly counter all the lies, so you just let a bunch of them go. But you can't let any of them go. It's too important, right? I mean, I get it. This is the bar we've set. We're okay. She pushed back on a couple of things, but he just, oh my God, I can't even. Oh my God, Jody, just having to watch the clips. I was like,
don't watch them.
You kind of got to know that going into any interview that he does. He's going to railroad.
You know
the
what?
Interviewer.
Watch us. Watch Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel did a whole brilliant thing, but just played all the clips and just about how ridiculous it was and how many lies. And it's the only way to consume it.
Right. It's easy to do that after the fact. But when, you know, Kristen Welker is sitting there.
There were basic things.
The dish gallop and the fire hose.
I wrote some down.
All right.
Here's some of the things she let through. Crime is way, way up.
No, it's not.
Things that are provable facts. Just, no, it's not. Just, you know, I'm not saying you have to say, you know, suck at Cittadini like I would.
But you could
statistically, provably, crime is way down under Biden.
And you don't even have to give the statistics. You can say, no, it's not.
Right. I mean, yes, she pushed back against you lost in 2020, but he's like, that's your opinion.
No, that's a fact.
This is not an opinion question, right? It's the way some of these questions are framed, or the way she, like, I think Mark Elias pointed out, how she framed the question. Like, would you like to heal the country, you know, say 2020? It's like, what, he's Gandhi suddenly for admitting the obvious fact that has been proven in 60 courts? This one, the January 6th committee destroyed evidence.
No, they didn't.
Right, but you know what she said? She said, they say they didn't. And he goes, well, that's it. And then they didn't. They did not. I saw Adam Schiff. Oh, by the way, do you like my new I stand with
Senator Schiff now?
Yes, Senator Schiff. Schiff. Yesterday.
He's officially the senator. Yeah.
But he said, I don't know where he got that. It's just something he made up.
Yeah.
That they destroyed evidence. Then he gets very specific in his lies. Benny Thompson admitted that they just. No, he didn't. She needs to push back. This stuff is too important. Mm-hmm. How about we're the only country that has birthright citizenship? No!
Every country.
Like three dozen countries? And you, by the way, you can't just blow up the 14th Amendment. You don't understand. He's like, we'll go back to the people. You can't blow up the Constitution. Really? Well, we're going to go. I don't even understand what that means. We're going to go back to the people. What? By the way, doesn't the 14th Amendment say that someone that's tried to overthrow the government can't, be in charge? Silly me.
You need to have a constitutional law professor on for that. I don't. I'm not
Jody,
that. I am not that.
Get me somebody. Oh, my God. Anyway, I just. All right. So that's. Oh, I love the, by the way, all the Nobel winners are coming out against Bobby Kennedy's nomination. And I thought, the segment that elected Trump, they're like, oh, crazy people that know things. This is where we are, right? No. This is where we are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they've gotten a hold in America, and we are under their rule now.
Yep.
And
I will not bend the knee.
I know you won't bend the knee.
I will not suck the...
Right. You know, we can complain about it for the next 4 years, but...
Oh, and I will.
Okay.
All right. We have a show. We got Charlie Pierce and we have our beloved JoJo from Jurors for all of hour three. 19 minutes after the hour. Oh, and we have an APB out for Frank Flaguzzi.
He cannot Frank, do today. Listening.
Pardon?
He cannot do today.
Not today.
I'm right, trying well, to get him for tomorrow.
You know what? Your mic isn't working, so I didn't hear that. So okay. Maybe he still will come on today.
No, he can't.
All right. Can other people hear her?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. They can.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the sixth sense. Has she been dead the whole time?
I am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dead inside.
She's taken Travis Geist's place.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh. It happens to every executive producer. They're like, you know, the drummer in Spinal Tap. I don't know what happens to them. Can you see her?
I'm dead inside too. Get used to it.
See, she heard that.
Yeah, she heard that.
20 minutes after. Is there any other way to be? If you're alive.
Oh, you hear what you want to hear.
What?
There you go. 20 minutes.
There you go. Oh,
God, this studio. 20 minutes. Help, mommy. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Wee. Do you worry about the safety of your home and family? I know I do. My little, my little baby furry children. Right now, Simply Safe extending its massive Black Friday sale just for my listeners. 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. It is the home security that we trust, I'm telling you. It is how Chris determines that Boots still has a little pink nose when he is out of town.
Right.
At Sexy Lip or wherever.
Who's got a little pink nose?
And it's good for other really important
stuff. Pink nose.
Yeah.
Get 50% off just by going to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. I'm telling you, this is so affordable. It's like a buck a day, and they're always adding stuff like the active outdoor protection. It stops it before they break in. Mm-hmm. If there's lurking going on, no lurking. Agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. Simply Safe. Right now, massive Black Friday sale. Do it. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a knocking.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With ACEyourRetirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Discussions.
Stephanie Miller.
Involving the healthcare system in America. We were discussing Chris rides his bike here. I said, okay, because he's already given me pre-instructions. So if you get hit by a garbage truck when you're leaving on your bike, do not call an ambulance. Right. Are your instructions? Because you weigh like 1,000 pounds. You're like a block of muscle.
Only 230.
I'll just be like, it's all downhill. Just get back on your bike.
I'll roll downhill. Just
here, I'll give you a little hospital. Shove. I'll give you a little shove.
Wonderful.
I can't get lift you into my car.
That's why you call an Uber.
And nobody's neighbors help with anything in L.A. Like, we're not lifting that dude.
You have
all
nice
bloody.
Neighbors.
Yeah, you do. Your neighbors would help.
You know your neighbors.
Moby's skinny. He's
I don't
vegan.
Know my
Moby's
neighbors.
Moby's vegan. I know mine. Skinny. I don't know if he can lift you.
No.
We're very nosy neighbors.
I can't
in
hear
my
a
hood.
Word you're saying.
I am so sorry, Stephanie.
Okay, now I can.
And I did nothing.
Exactly. It's her headphones.
Okay. Shannon Watts, our friend, said people who turned a murder suspect into a vigilante hero after finding out he's a wealthy Ivy League educated tech bro from a conservative family who believes women are just vessels for baby making. Here's an idea. Let's not make heroes out of any murderers, including that broke at the end of our show yesterday, right, Daniel mm-hmm. Perry? I'm sorry, that
Penny.
Was murder. Penny, sorry.
Yeah, and it
Penny.
Was murder.
So he's a white guy, Marine. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's being celebrated on Fox News, among other places, right? Mm-hmm. He basically choked a black homeless man to death. I mean, the most heartbreaking part of that story to me is that the bystander in the video saying he's dying, let him go. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's a Marine, so he's trained. He knows, what he's doing.
He knows how to do it, yeah.
With a chokehold, and I get it. But the guy didn't touch anybody. I get it that people are scared annoying. And they get freaked out by mentally ill people that are acting erratic. But he didn't touch anybody. No. AOC tweeted, Jordan Neely was murdered. He was homeless and crying for food at a time when the city's raising rents and stripping services. It's just the celebration part makes me, just like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm. They celebrated
made
him.
Made me insane, mm-hmm. that whole, and he's just the perfect emblem for that whiny, cry little bitch baby right winger that, mm-hmm. that they've just, it's become the template. They're always the victim, not the people he shot to death. Oh, by the way, just in case this is, at all relevant to health care. Next month, President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act will start capping prescription drug costs for seniors at $2,000 a year, even for the expensive cancer drugs that used to cost seniors $14,000 a year. That's a big BFD, someone would say. Remember, if you care about stuff mm-hmm. that... Okay, but he is, concepts of a plan or something, thinking thing. Okay, Diane in Tampa. Hello, Diane.
Good morning. Thank you so much in advance. The hits keep on coming here in Hillsborough County. In Tampa are almost only one representative Susan Valdez
yep.
turns Republican. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I don't know where to go with this. She spoke at our meeting last month at the group that I am president of, and then just the other week, she was running to be the Hillsborough yeah. County head. Please, yep. please help us make sense.
Yeah, they have no honor. Oh, by the way, Luigi Mangione.
Uh-huh.
She related to a Republican, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Legislator. Mm-hmm. 29 minutes after the hour.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I understand people have real frustration
with our health care system. And I have worked to address that throughout my career. But I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most. In a civil society, we are all less safe when ideologues engage in vigilante justice.
Yes.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
I stand with Governor Shapiro. The people that are like saying boo to the person. I mean, seriously, if you saw someone you know had just committed a murder, you should call 911. Yeah. I mean,
I disagree with him when he says that it's just in the dark corners of the internet.
It's not.
It's not. It's your friends and neighbors that are celebrating.
Yes.
This.
Yeah.
It is not the dark corners of the internet.
You're right. You know, to his point though, I was talking about that part of the. Mango Mussolini interview on Meet the Press where he was talking about January 6th and pardoning these people. And he was, you know, talking about them overthrowing the Capitol, whatever. And he goes, well, they had no choice.
Yeah, they did.
This is the problem with, like, you know, justifying violence for something you believe. It's not to say we don't agree with probably some things that, what's his name? Luigi Onamangiani thinks, but that's, you know, we can't, as Governor Shapiro said, whether you're left or right, you can't celebrate cold-blooded murder on the street. Chimpy's Dog, by the way, said tonight on Fox, the left's sick celebration of Luigi Onamangiani. Our guest, Kyle Rittenhouse. That's a joke, but not a joke. Right. Did they have Kyle Rittenhouse on to talk about? Probably. That was a little late, but because I had already said Luigi Onamangiani. Okay. I think that was what was it? Who, Big Pussy? Who was it that always ordered that at the Bada Bing? I can't remember. One of the Sopranos characters.
It was either Mario or Luigi.
You didn't watch it. You don't even have the names right. Polly Walnuts. It was what Polly Walnuts always ordered. Hey, I love the Luigi on Mangiani. All right. Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Chris, you're right. It is not in the dark corners of the internet. And I've had, you know, conversations, you know, with people that I know that, you know, and it's not necessarily celebrating it at all. But, you know, it's, and Stephanie Ruhle talked about this, and I think she was pretty accurate on this. It's the indifference and just kind of like, okay, whatever, you know, attitude.
In a country, Karen, where the number one cause of bankruptcy is medical bills, like the anger is a little understandable, right? And I don't, heard things like both of his grandparents, I think. I don't know whether
he also had a back problem from a surfing accident. And like on his Facebook or at the top of his Twitter page or something like that was a picture of his x-ray with four screws in his back.
Yeah.
So he obviously had some problems.
Yeah.
And all I would say is this. It is worth pointing out that, you know, here are these two things. So this guy is a Republican voting person, listens to, you know, a bunch of Republican and conservative people.
Not an undocumented immigrant, huh? What a shock.
Not at all. But, you know, and he comes from a Republican voting, and as you guys pointed out, Ivy League educated, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the thing. We have had opportunities in our country to pass universal health care. We have had opportunities after every single mass shooting to pass common sense gun laws. Who has stood in the way of that?
Thank you.
The Republican Party. So I do think that from that standpoint, it is something that, okay, here we are. Let's talk about this. Because we could all do something about it. And the Republican Party has been the obstructionist in every single moment.
By the way, on both health care and gun violence, Karen. So, don't leave this, you know, bag of flaming dog poo on our porch, right? So, a Fox News anchor was shocked that the health insurance CEO shooting suspect is cousins of a Maryland Republican. They said something interesting. This goes back to the question, how is it possible there wasn't anyone anywhere in the country who was saying that person's in my family? I know that guy. Mm-hmm. We just had a caller talking about the person that flipped to the in North Carolina to the Republican Party after being elected as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, like Eric Adams, the minute he's been like arrested, he's like, oh, I think I'll be a Republican. Because I'm sorry, the Republican Party seems to be the one that has tolerance for crooks. Like, I'm sorry, Eric Adams, allegedly. Is that? I thought it was Jody Growling. It's actually Bonnie.
You can't hear Jody.
Right.
No, I can hear Bonnie, though. I assumed it was one of those Jody noises that she makes on Bob Seska's show.
There's so many.
Wow, you had a... I thought my hearing was bad after your scream this past week. The scream? Wow. My ears were bleeding.
I was a good foot away from my mic.
Oof. Lord. Okay. The manifesto... It's just, he talks about how these parasites had it coming. He starts off by saying, I don't want to cause any trauma, but it had to be done. We can't condone that kind of, like, yes, whatever you feel strongly about is justification. He was a grad of Penn. He had a master's and a degree from Penn, right?
Engineering?
He's an engineer. So
how about
smart.
How about that six-pack, Chris?
You know, the thirst from all the gays online is a little bit troubling.
Yeah, that is, that's a little, I saw the shirtless picture and I'm kind of like, I don't want to be the rights version of celebrating Kyle Rittenhouse because we're angry about the healthcare system.
Right, save the thirst for Grindr, not for murderers.
There you go.
Okay, breaking. Speaking of crime, a new poll shows 64% of Americans strongly oppose Trump's plan to pardon the January 6th rioters, while only 30% support it. Yesterday on Meet the Press, Trump doubled down on this promise, saying, first day, I'm looking for these pardons. This is what I mean when we justify violence or, they were, because in Trump's opinion, he thinks it's an opinion question that he won. And so they had he literally said they had no choice.
Right.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's another thing where the vast majority of Americans are against something that they just voted for.
Right.
So. Feel free to make any of those noises, but not the one that blew my headphones out.
I was literally a foot away from the microphone, so I'm loud.
You could have had a career in scary movies, is all I'm saying.
You could have been Jamie Lee Curtis.
Exactly.
I went to the same college that she did.
Hey! Egg price voters! This just in for you.
If you can find eggs.
The stock market is at a record high. Gas prices are under $3 a gallon in lots of places. Inflation is decreasing. Lowest border crossings since 2019. Wages have increased. U.S. oil production at an all-time high. In case that kind of thing matters anymore.
I haven't been able to find eggs in the last 5 days.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I'll go get you some.
We have. There's some where I went. I went to Ralph's yesterday. There were some.
Bonnie's very upset about eggs. Michelangelo in, I believe, Colorado. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, folks. Listen, I just wanted to pipe up here for a second. The New York Post is not a newspaper. It's a propaganda rap sheet.
Thank you.
And like in the old days, the bada bing guys, you go fishing, you wrap up your fish in a newspaper. That's what the New York Post is good for.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a propaganda rap sheet.
Yeah.
So please don't mention
it. By the way, the two right-wing white guys, the quote-unquote, assassination attempts against Trump, were Republicans. They always try to spin it like it's some leftist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. It's nothing but propaganda. Thanks very much.
Thank
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Yeah, you use the New York Post to wrap up your Luigiana Mangiana. Yay! Okay. Hey. What's going on? Really? It takes that long? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It is at least 25 seconds later.
Would you like to do
after
this?
I said Luigiana Mangiana. Okay. See, now that's part of the bit. Hey, here's something interesting. Speaking of people that... In 2019, Tulsi Gabbard blamed Donald Trump for the situation in Syria. Mm-hmm. There's tape of that.
There is. Uh-huh.
She also wanted the Assad regime to remain in power. Chris, who said he lied to the Kurds? Trump refuses to end our efforts to overthrow the Syrian government.
Natasha Fatale.
No, I just told you. Tulsi Gabbard, noted traitor. That is bad. Okay. Mia Farrow tweeted about the more than 75 Nobel laureates urged the Senate to reject the RFK Jr. nomination, warning that he would put the public's health in jeopardy. I'm telling you, if this election didn't tell you They don't care.
No, they don't.
Experts are people that know stuff.
No.
Economists, nope. Scientists, nope. Doctors.
Nope.
This is. Wow.
Yeah, that is.
Somebody's
like
really constant. Having a.
What is going
they
on?
Are,
they're fighting over Beaver.
And he wants it.
If they're fighting over Beaver. It's a holiday tradition here.
She's the one that
house.
Has it.
Hmm.
Fighting over Beaver has never happened in my house.
I need a love tweet. Kim said, anyone else still not able to stomach the political news? I can only watch Stephanie Miller on Free Speech TV. Seriously, trying not to bury my head in the sand. So I turn to these awesome people to ease me into the hellscape we are facing. Thank you, Kim. We will ease into the hellscape together.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Well, just to see.
Yeah, just to see.
Oh, I just gave you your holiday gifts this morning.
Thank
no
you.
Lee says, OMFG, Taylor Swift gave up a total of $197 million in bonuses to the entire crew for the Eras Tour, which is on top of their salaries. Now, that's what you do when you're a billionaire, showing everyone how it's done. Yours are just a little squishy bit less than that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the thought's the same.
Not six figures?
Think of me as the Taylor Swift of basement radio shows.
Really not six figures?
Not six figures?
No, I would give you $11 billion, whatever, if I could. But
five figures?
Enjoy the lovely ornament. Four? And the five shiny pennies.
Are they nickels?
If you want
nickels
us to get
pictures of bumblebees on them?
It's enough to get pay-per-view for DC.
Okay.
$20.24.
Sexyliberal.com. That's how you support this
yes.
whole, whatever this is. That is many people's only, right, alternative now. Thank you, America. And we welcome the last two remaining Morning Joe listeners, viewers, whatever you are. Thank you. And God bless the United States.
I can't believe he's forced me to watch Casey Hunt.
Ugh. Oh, I think there's things afoot. They gave Willie Geist way too early hour to, is it Ali Vitale?
Mm-hmm.
So that he's going to expand his role. So maybe they're gradually pushing.
Jonathan Lemire hosts way too early.
Yeah, he does.
Right. So they gave that show to someone else because he's going to expand his role on Morning whatever. Morning Joe in the third hour.
Jonathan Lemire?
Yes. They're
okay.
Expanding his role in the third hour, whatever it is. I think they're going to tell Joe and Mika there's a surprise for them in the alley and then slam and all their stuff's
they're,
out there.
They're looking.
They light
affairs,
all their clothes on fire.
Business
what?
Affairs is overlooking their contracts.
Okay.
So is Willie Geist changing at all?
Who hosts way too early? Is it Willie Geist?
No, Jonathan Lemire.
Right.
Okay, so, right. He's moving to expand his role in the whatever.
Okay. And
so I'm hoping that means less of, you know, ooh, look what's in the alley for Joe and Mika.
Because Jonathan Lemire usually hosts when
right.
Joe and Mika aren't there.
Right, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what...
Okay.
So they gave that hour to so he can expand his role, which I'm hoping means...
Okay.
Ooh, look, it's a dollar bill on a string.
He's fine, but he also works for Politico, so, you know...
Tiger beat on the Potomac, as
yeah.
Charlie says.
You know.
Oh, by the way, can I say Allison Camerota announced she was leaving
yeah.
CNN.
Yeah.
I just thought this is so critical at this particular time. She's known for writing off supporters of Trump who go off the deep end after hosting numerous voting panels on New Day. She said, I think at this point the smartest thing the rest of us could do is no longer give warped Trump supporters a platform
yeah.
and no longer lend them our ears. It's time to turn off their microphones, she wrote in an essay shortly after the January 6th insurrection.
Yep.
I have no idea if she's being pushed out or this is her, you know, but I'm like... That's right. If CNN's mission is to be Fox Light like they appear to be, then that has no place there. But thank you. Thank you with the town halls with Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And giving them a microphone to just repeat his lies with no that fact checking. That's how we got here. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Whee! I'm not 50. And I can kick.
You are not 50.
Right.
You're
not in your 50s.
No,
I
am not.
You are definitely not there.
These 43-year-old legs. Hard time kicking Jesus. Without my morning kick. Okay, I give unsolicited testimonials for this all the time. I'm telling you, my bike club, hiking, I love my morning kick. I really do. I start to panic when I run out. Remember that time I ran out?
Yeah.
That was a tragic couple
you
of days.
Had to find the mossy stuff?
Ah, I had to try something else. And you have to like the flavor, right? That's the delivery system. And then they slip you. They tell you you're pretty. that strawberry lemonade kiss, and then they slip you a bunch of probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your gut, your energy.
It's kind of like this show. We are news with fart jokes.
Right, right. We're just, we're like sprinkles.
Yeah.
Nice sprinkle. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long-sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must-have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold...
I didn't have time to... There, now I'm better. Now people are going to give money. It's Free Speech TV Winter Fun Drive in honor of education today. Yep. Check this out. If you donate $1,000 today, you get a free gift of Tom Hartman, Hidden Histories book collection. They are fantastic. They writes a book like every 14 seconds.
Right.
And they're all fabulous, and it'll make you smarter. I mean, not smarter than the smartest man alive, Tom Hartman, but you get my point.
Yes.
Call 877-378-8669 or go to freespeech.org/donate to make your donation now. Thank you.
Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Waka 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 waka. Now, Charlie Pierce and JoJo from Jersey all coming up on the big show. FBI, former FBI G-man, Frank the Gloozy.
Tomorrow.
Or am I... G-spot man, as I call him.
He'll be on tomorrow.
He will join us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jody. I can hear your microphone, so everything's good with the world.
It's
right
always
now.
A crapshoot.
Pardon me? Okay. And if I carry the four, let's go to Laura in Virginia. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to talk with you, and thank we're going to see you on January 18th at the DC show.
Yay!
but I just have to say, I watched the Trump interview last night through Hal's live stream debunking of it, which is the only way I can handle watching Trump. Uh-huh. But I have no sympathy for any of these journalists because there's no excuse. He makes the same lies every time.
Thank you.
You know exactly what he's going to say. So any journalist worth their salt would have prepared facts to come back and just say, no, that's not true, or no.
Thank you.
Because he says the same thing every single time.
Well, yeah, and also, Laura, like I was saying, just easily provable facts, like crime is way up.
Exactly.
I mean, this is how we are where we are, at the facing fascism, because the media just, and he counts on that they can't possibly push back about every lie, so they just let a bunch go. And you just can't. They have got to, like, figure out how to handle this next Trump 2.0.
Whatever. I just think they're going
to burn. God, Jody, I can only watch, like, clips. Because, we have to. Like, we have to, you know, unfortunately. Yeah, like, we're in the news business, so we have to. But I can't even watch the whole thing. Even just the clips make me.
If they didn't figure out how to interview him in the his first 4 years, what makes you think that they're going to do anything different this time?
And as everybody says, it's even worse now because he's emboldened, and he just, you know, that's what he tried to say. Him winning this time proves that he won in 2020.
Well, then he shouldn't be able to serve,
right? And yeah. How about that?
Another thing that he's doing is he's taking actually a little more of a contemplative tone, which makes him sound like he's a little more serious this time.
And you can't normalize him.
Right.
And just continue to sort of normalize this new not normal.
Right.
You know what it is during Christmas, Chris? It makes baby Jesus cough up blood. Not fact-checking Donald Trump.
I agree.
Oh, and like I needed to get re-angry over 2016. Where is President Bill Clinton?
10A?
Pardon? Yes, please. 10A.
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 Okay.
Yes.
It's easier for us to know what happened in 2016 in some ways than it is what happened in 2024 in terms of all the, because in 2016 you had two highly unusual things. First of all, the mainstream media told the American people repeatedly that the biggest issue was Hillary's email.
That's what
they said, not just Fox. When in fact, even the Trump State Department said she neither sent nor received a single solitary email on her personal device marked classified, one. And two, she followed the rules as they then existed. The rules were changed after she left office.
Right.
And yet the whole story was written as if she had done something hideous.
Yeah, and then he went on to say that James Comey made it worse. Oh, my God, I'm very angry over it. I don't know. It's just like,
that's,
you know, it's like,
he
that,
wasn't gonna
it's like
get
that
it
old
you.
Layer of stuff under the leaves that's been now, because now we have the 2024 anger on top of
it. Is that the Joe Scarborough interview with Clinton?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I couldn't endure him.
The one he wasn't on the show Friday for, so they could go.
Right,
but they did announce it
but
that Thursday.
Can I say he made an important point that Michael Tomasky just made on our show? It's not just Fox News.
No, it is.
It's the Fox News, and now the right-wing ecosphere drives the mainstream media narrative, which he's absolutely right. In 2016 was her emails.
Mm-hmm.
In 2024 it was he's old. Joe Biden's too old. You know, and then it gave, you know, Kamala Harris a minute and a half to run against a solid wall of disinformation. All right, Charlie Pierce, coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, getting the credit for tipping police off to the man believed to have been responsible for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He headed up one of the country's largest health insurance companies. New York City Police Commissioner Deshika Tisch says she is not sure when 26-year-old Luigi Mangione will be extradited to New York.
We don't know exactly what the timing is. We'll see how the extradition hearing goes. But I am just so proud of the work of the New York City Police Department over the past week.
Mangione had written a three-page document expressing frustration with the U.S. healthcare system. Thousands gathering at the doors of the notorious Adnaya prison just outside Damascus looking for loved ones in Syria taken there, presumably tortured, many of them killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking the stand in his corruption trial says the charges against him are nothing but a witch hunt. This is ABC News.